Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This morning, we're digging a little bit more into our recent issue of the Horticulture and Home Pest News from our friends at the ISU Extension Horticulture team. We chatted a little bit last week about some tips for harvesting and storing vine crops, and we'll get back into some of those tips as we discuss squash and cucumbers this time around. Also in that article, details on perennial sunflowers for the home landscape. Annual sunflowers are most frequently grown in Iowa for edible seeds and oil production. The majority of sunflowers are perennials, however. These native species can be wonderful additions to the home landscape, and you can learn more in the August 8th issue of the Horticulture and Home Pest News. There's also lots of information in this article about horticulture opportunities at the Iowa State Fair. Each year, amazing flowers, fruits, vegetables, and other horticulture plants are put on display throughout the 10 days of the Iowa State Fair. There's something horticultural to see any day of the fair, whether it's a show or exhibits from students in open classes, 4-H, or FFA. Our Department of Horticulture Specialist Aaron Stile shares a few of his favorite horticulture highlights to catch at the Iowa State Fair. We also have information in this issue on landscape plants for difficult sites. Whether you're selecting annuals, perennials, shrubs, or trees, you want to choose plants that are adapted to the growing conditions at the planting site. While most landscape plants prefer moist, well-drained soils in full sun, there are plants that will tolerate more difficult sites. Check out this article for a list of annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees that will tolerate less than ideal sites, including dry soils, wet soils, and partial shade, considered between 2 to 4 hours of sunlight per day. There's also some information from our friends at Ryman Gardens about the All-America Selection, how the trialing edible and ornamental plants works, and how they've been doing it for over 90 years. There have been plenty of exciting new winners recently that will win a place in your garden. You can check out this article for a few new vegetables and learn more about the testing going on at Ryman Gardens for Plant a Row for the Hungry program as well. And finally, from our friends at the Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic, you can learn more about bald-faced hornets. We have been getting lots of phone calls this year about different varieties of buzzing insects in the garden. As summer continues, hornets' nests get larger and the number of hornets you see will increase substantially. The Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic has received several inquiries about bald-faced hornets since the start of August, and they can share more information in this article about whether you should worry and what to do if you find a nest in your home, garden, or other place that you frequent. Again, lots of information in that issue of Horticulture and Home Pest News. Encourage you to check that out on the ISU Extension website, hortnews.extension.iastate.edu. And of course, on that website, you can also subscribe to have this newsletter delivered to your inbox several times a month throughout the growing season. As we get back to harvesting and storing our vine crops, we did discuss all types of melons last week. We are going to continue learning about harvesting and storing vine crops and discuss squash. Winter squash have very hard skins that can't be punctured with a thumbnail. Mature winter squash also have dull-looking surfaces when ready to harvest. When you are harvesting, you want to leave a 1-inch stem on the winter squash. Fruits with no stem will not store well. After harvesting, cure all winter squash except acorn types at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees and a humidity of 80 to 85% to help harden the skins and heal cuts and scratches. Again, this is except for acorn squash. After curing, store winter squash in a cool, dry, well-ventilated location between 50 to 55 degrees. Do not store any squash near apples, pears, or other ripening fruit, as they release an ethylene gas which will shorten the storage life of squash. When properly cured, the storage lives of acorn, butternut, and Hubbard squash will be anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks for acorn squash, to 2 to 3 months for butternut squash, to 5 to 6 months for Hubbard squash. If you're storing spaghetti squash, you want to harvest when the fruit color changes from ivory white to golden yellow. Leave a portion of the stem attached to the fruit and store on shelves in a cool, dry location. Summer squash are long-fruited often and should be stored when they are about 2 inches in diameter and 6 to 8 inches long at harvest. Scallop types are best when they're 3 to 5 inches in diameter. The fruit should still have soft skin that is easy to puncture with a fingernail, and the seeds should be soft and edible. Store fresh summer squash in the refrigerator crisper in a plastic storage bag or rigid container to retain moisture, as the soft skin does allow them to dry out quickly in storage conditions. Stored in this manner, squash will maintain quality for 5 to 7 days. You can also freeze or pickle summer squash for longer-term storage. For both of those, you can print our article or find our publication entitled Growing Squash in Iowa. If you are growing cucumbers, you want to harvest every 2 to 3 days and promptly pick any fruit when they reach the desired size. Pickling varieties should be harvested when they're 2 to 4 inches long, slicing when they are 6 to 8 inches long, and 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter, but still dark and green and firm. Over-mature cucumbers left on the vine will inhibit additional fruit set and decrease your yields. Cucumbers can be stored for 10 to 14 days between 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit and 90 to 95% humidity. And again, you can check out our publication on growing cucumbers in the home garden for more information. If you are growing pumpkins, you want to harvest when they're uniformly orange, or whatever color they are supposed to be if you have unique varieties. Retain a portion of the stem for the characteristic handle, typically as long as possible. And again, cure at 80 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit for a few days before storage, and store in single layers at 50 to 55 degrees. If you have ornamental gourds, they can be handled and harvested in the same manner as winter squash. Again, lots more information on handling those vine crops on that Horticulture and Home Pest News article, as well as links to lots of publications on growing, harvesting, and even utilizing some of those vine crops here in Iowa. I encourage you to check out all of those resources on the Horticulture and Home Pest News site. Sign up to have that delivered to your inbox if you're interested. And of course, for lots of other resources and information, check out the ISU Extension homepage, our Cass County Extension homepage for updates and information. Follow us on social media. Stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.